Now, this week, we are considering somewhat the suffering church. Barnabas Fund, a week here, they've said, churches consider the needs of Christians in other places. And so, coincides nicely with what we're going to be doing, God willing, next Saturday afternoon. Well, I was looking in a newspaper that somebody passed on to me, and something caught my eye. To do with, in a way, the suffering church, and we'll come to that. But can you think, firstly, any of the countries where especially persecution against believers is severe? Timothy?
Let's go for the obvious one, good old North Korea.
North Korea. We'll come back there. Where else? Molly, you had... Oh, that was it. You had North Korea as well. It is the most shocking, isn't it, there? Other places, though? What's in the news at the moment? Some other countries, aren't there, that where the Christians are in quite considerable distress? Grace?
Iraq,
yep, that's one. And Timothy?
Syria.
Syria, yes, the effects there of this radical Islamic group and destroying, well, not just Christians, but anything in their path there. Yeah, other countries, Timothy?
Eritrea,
there in the Horn of Africa, strongly there, Orthodox and Muslims there, coming down upon evangelical believers. Various countries, in fact... Sadly, we could spend ages relating the countries where Christians are facing difficulty, harassment or imprisonment or arbitrary law. They don't get justice. People make false accusations. Pakistan, I have to say, most of the Muslim majority countries there, when Muslim power is held, often for Christians, it is a very, very difficult place to be. So we're thankful for liberty here to stand, to preach, call upon people to be born again. That is good. So, to the newspaper article. Well, it was North Korea. And it was about not the present leader, nor his father, but his grandfather, who was called Kim Il-sung. Do you know the name of the present leader there? What's his name, North Korea? Timothy?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. Okay, so it's his grandfather, Kim Il-sung. Now, he, well... North Korea, its official creed is atheism, right? We do not believe in God. Belief in God is bad for you. And so they try to exterminate the church or prevent it meeting or stop Bibles and missionaries coming into the country. Well, I don't quite know what their atheism amounts to, because by and large, one would think it's about the cult of leadership and of the leader, the great man. And of course... there is old Kim Il-sung, died a few years back now, and Kim Jong-il, his son, and now Kim Jong-un, the latest in this dynasty. And carefully cultivated is the leader. Oh, how great and wonderful that they are. And people are meant to think that, and many of them actually do. But anyway, that's what they're officially meant to think. So even though they don't actually supposedly believe in any god... nevertheless, the vacuum has to be filled there somewhat by promoting the leader as the person that you will look to. Now, Kim Il-sung, okay, he rather liked the idea of living to be 100 years old. He wanted to live a long time, and he employed a doctor. And she was in charge of what was called the Longevity Center for Long Life. And they were looking at ways, particularly, I don't think they're bothered about most people in the country, but particularly to enable the leader to grow older and older to 100. Ooh, and maybe they hoped he might live a little bit longer and a little bit longer. So this great idea, the leader almost being immortal. Yeah, he lives on. And so a lot of effort was put into getting him up to 100. And it was thought that if you take blood transfusions from healthy 20, 30-year-olds, put it into the leader, that will help kind of keep him young and stimulate him. And it was thought that if he spent time watching children playing and sort of doing funny things, that would cheer him up a lot and that would help him live longer as well. Sometimes see children doing rather naughty things there. It makes your life go the other way around, perhaps, there. But anyway, the hope was he was going to get revitalized by all of this. So that was the program for him. Well, He died aged 82. His doctor defected to South Korea 2 years before his death. I rather think she saw what was coming there and got out the way quickly. But you think, what a fool. What a fool. To think that these things, I dare say there are other things, could give him long life. And what would that long life be anyway? Say he lived to 100. Say they managed to eke him up to 102. He would still die. And the last leader of North Korea died, and this present leader will die. And reports of his health aren't too brilliant at the moment, so who knows? But there it is, long life. Psalm we read, with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. It says, I will deliver him and I will honour him. But I don't think that that man was delivered or honoured. And I don't think that the long life that the Bible had in view there was simply just to live on to be 100 and then end. It looked a bit beyond that, didn't it? Eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Yes, that which goes beyond. And even in North Korea, with its atheistic kind of creed there, however much it's adhered to by the leadership, it's just a flag of convenience for their holding on to power, we don't know. But for all their efforts, there is a church there in North Korea, and there are brave people who meet and worship God together, and many of them, their relatives there or friends have been in prison, some have died in camps and such things like that. But they're looking for the true life, real long life, eternal life. They see this world is a passing thing and it's gone, and that we need to make sure that our treasure is there in heaven, that these things, eternal things, the great God, the immortal God, the infinitely wise God, that we have peace with him. I don't know. Maybe on his deathbed there, Kim Il-sung had a change of heart, but there's no evidence that he did. We must imagine that he perished and was lost. And the long life that he looked for is a long life, but not lived in the glory of heaven. So, the folly of it. Are you looking for that life which endures and endures? Are you looking for that which is the best, a heavenly world, the place where God dwells, and to be at peace with him? Or are you looking to try and make this life all that you have and to make it last as long as you can and push the boundaries out a bit there? Blood transfusion there, watch something funny to try and keep you going. Oh, we smile, don't we? Foolish, so foolish, when the best of things are there in Christ, offered us in the Bible, the book, sadly, that leadership there and those people try to suppress. Well, we pray that God will bless those people in North Korea and others across the world, wherever the people of God are struggling and suffering, and we pray that God would enlighten the wills, the minds, the consciences of people like Kim Il-sung and be having mercy upon them as well. So we think on those things. God bless our deliberations, but think where your treasure is. Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean is our next hymn, 210. 210.